I find it interesting. The House and the Senate may actually get this student loan thing passed, and the president may sign it, and the student loan rate won't go up. Is that the way it looks?
Well, that's what I hear, but I'll believe it when I see it.
So, yeah, the fact that y'all could actually agree on something that would keep the loan rate at 3.4% would be amazing.
Well, what we really need to do is get the federal government out of the student loan business. If you remember, that was part of the president's takeover of health care. That was one of the gimmicks they used to fund it, was by having the student loan program federalized to pay for Obamacare. We need to put it back into the private hands. And the rates would probably be around 3% if the private sector was doing it today.
Well, and again, so folks understand, that was a revenue stream for the banking industry, and that's gone away, and obviously they need to have a return on their investments, and so they'll find a way to do that. While we're talking about Obamacare, obviously we're awaiting the big decision, which is coming up tomorrow. This has been one of the best-kept secrets in D.C.
It has been. I've been very impressed with the Supreme Court and how they've kept this quiet. Although there was one little tidbit that makes me think it might have leaked out the Friday after the hearings were heard. You know, that's when they take their first vote.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the following Monday or Tuesday that the president basically beat up the Supreme Court, accusing them of trampling the Constitution.
Right.
And so I'm just wondering, maybe that their decision leaked out, because that's typically the decision that is going to go forward.
And while we're talking about the court, as one member of Congress, what is and obviously you're also part of the Hispanic caucus, what is your feeling on the Supreme Court ruling as far as the Arizona immigration law?
Well, I can't really disagree with it too much. You know, it seemed to me like one of the important provisions of the law was upheld. Now, what is particularly disappointing is the way the Obama administration reacted to that, by saying, okay, we're no longer going to work with Arizona to help them keep their state secure by providing the information that the federal government would share with any other state. There really does seem to be an interesting way that the Obama administration looks at enforcing the Constitution, enforcing our laws, and it's pretty disappointing to me.
The it seems selective enforcement. I mean, is that a fair way to say? I mean, it looks like they're going to stand back and not take the steps that they should. Is that how you see it?
Exactly. That's what the president said, is that they will not share information. If an Arizona law officer stops somebody and decides to try to find out whether they're here legally or not, the federal government's not going to provide them with any information. And that's just inappropriate.
Okay, we don't talk politics a lot, but what do you think from a perspective of the Republican Party this does? Because obviously with an election year, this is a very volatile issue.
Well, it's hard for me to know. This whole immigration issue plays in interesting ways. If you're a Hispanic and you're in this country, either you came here and you went through the legal immigration process that you could get a visa, or you're here and you're naturalized, or you were born here and you're a U.S. citizen, then I would be somewhat disturbed by the president saying, okay, we're going to change the rules for those people that didn't follow the rules. So I would think it would cut against the president when he makes the decisions to come up with an executive type of Dream Act, or if he decides he's not going to enforce the law in certain states. It seems to me like that would cut against him.
I don't know if you had a chance to read the ruling yet, but a federal circuit court yesterday basically upheld the EPA's point of view that there is a lot of air pollution, and that is an unsafe situation. I think Texas and Virginia were two of 14 states that had gone before the court to try to strike this down. What do you think the impact or ramifications of that will be?
I don't think there's going to be any immediate impact. I believe that this one's also going to have to go to the Supreme Court. It was the D.C. Circuit Court that made the decision, and they're kind of like the Ninth Circuit. They get out there in their view of the way the Constitution ought to be interpreted.
Mm-hmm.
My prediction is that this goes to the Supreme Court, so we won't see any immediate ramifications from this ruling.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Again, we started the conversation by patting Congress and the Senate on the back for maybe getting along with something. The other thing,
well, let's wait and see if it happens.
Yeah, that's true. The other thing is the highway bill. Now, it would have to be posted by, I think, midnight tonight, so that y'all would have the 3-day rule to give you a chance to review it before you vote on Friday. But what is your thought? Are we going to get a bill out of the Senate that the House can deal with?
Yeah, well, I think we're just going to get a short-term bill, and I think we'll just have another extension.
Okay.
This situation is too volatile. And the differences are too wide, I think, between the way the Senate looks at the world, the way the House looks at the world on transportation funding. So my guess is it'll be a short-term extension. But the conferees are still hammering this out, so let's wait and see what happens.
Gotcha. What else is going to be happening before y'all wrap up this week?
Well, we've got an appropriations bill on the floor, the transportation, housing, urban development. We were voting on amendments on that bill till about 11:30 last night.
Mm-hmm.
It will probably come up for a vote, I'm guessing, on either late today or sometime on Thursday. Then we also have the contempt vote for Eric Holder.
Sure.
And that's going to be interesting to see how that works out. It looks like the administration is trying to cut a deal with Darrell Issa. But Darrell Issa is pretty tough. He's no patsy. He's not going to roll over unless he gets what he wants. And I think that we have limited what we're asking for to all the documents following the February 4th email. And so I think we can find out how involved the administration was in Fast and Furious and the cover-up that came up afterwards. This whole executive privilege assertion by the president, I believe, is it just smells like Watergate all over again.
Well, of course, you know, both parties have used that. Both presidents from both parties have used it. Understand it's certainly the part of the opposing party to take them to task for that. Before we leave the vote, it would appear that there are going to be at least some. This won't be a party line vote. There's some. The National Rifle Association has kind of injected themselves into this race and or this question, and it appears that some Democrats may also side with Republicans, vote against the Attorney General because they're concerned about handguns. And,
well, believe it or not, we've got some great Democrats here that believe in the Constitution and all the Bill of Rights that's attached to it. And they believe that they know when the president oversteps their boundaries pursuant to Article 2 of the Constitution. So I believe that we should have a fair number of Democrats joining us when we have this vote this week.
Well, between that and the Supreme Court, it's going to be an interesting next 72 hours there in D.C.
Yeah, when I got elected, I didn't know what I was signing up for with contempt votes and Supreme Court decisions on many of the matters important to our country, but it's a great time to be in Washington to help try to wind our way through this mess.
There's plenty to talk about. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Let's have our listeners be sure and pray for our country and for our military men and women that protect it.